Albert McKnight, colored, sworn in for the state, 21st to testify. My wife is Manola McKnight. She cooks for Mrs. Selig. Between 1 and 2 o'clock on Memorial Day, I was at the home of Mr. Frank to see my wife. He came in close to 1:30. He did not eat any dinner. He came in, went to the sideboard of the dining room, stayed there a few minutes, and then he goes out and catches a car. Stayed there about 5 or 10 minutes. Cross-examination. Mrs. Selig and Mrs. Frank were present when Mr. Frank came in. I was in the cook room. There is a swinging door between the dining room and the cook room. The dining room door was open. The door swings back and forth, but they don't keep it shut. You can see from the kitchen into the dining room. You can look in the mirror in the corner and see all over the dining room. I looked in the mirror in the corner and saw him. You can look in that mirror and see in the sitting room and in the dining room. I have no idea how big the kitchen or dining room is. I was never in the dining room in my life. I was sitting at the back door in the kitchen, at the right side of the back door, up against the wall. Manola went into the dining room and stayed a minute or two, no more than 2 minutes. She came back into the kitchen. I don't know whether the other folks ate dinner or not. I did not see Mr. Selig. I came to the house from my house in the rear of 318 Pulliam Street. After coming to the sideboard, Mr. Frank went into the sitting room where Mr. Selig was. I didn't see Mr. Selig, but heard him talking. I told about Mr. Frank not eating after I came back from Birmingham. I told it to Mr. Craven of the Beck and Gregg Company. It was before Manola went down to the jail. Mr. Starnes, Mr. Campbell, Mr. Morse, Mr. Martin, and Mr. Dorsey all talked to me. I didn't go down to see Manola at the station house. I didn't see Mrs. Frank or Mrs. Selig that Saturday through the mirror. I didn't keep my eye on the mirror all the time. I couldn't tell who was in the dining room without looking in the mirror. Mr. Frank got there not later than 1:30. Mr. Frank came on back to Pulliam Street and caught the Georgia Avenue car at the corner of Georgia Avenue and Pulliam Street. I am certain that he caught the Georgia Avenue car at Pulliam Street and Georgia Avenue. RE direct examination. The Selig residence is on East Georgia Avenue between Pulliam and Washington Streets. I don't know exactly the nearest place for Mr. Frank to have gotten on the car, Washington Street or Pulliam Street. I suppose Pulliam Street is nearer to town than Washington. I certainly saw Mr. Frank that day from the kitchen where I was sitting.